How many devotees are on the call?
About 15.
Okay.
15 from. Okay. So, Maharaj, we can begin.
Om Agyanata Mirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Taksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Ma Om Vishnaya Krishna Bhakti Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vishesha. I'll read the verse in the purport. E tat samsam brahman apatraya chikam yad ishvare bhagavati kavitam. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. O Brahman Vyasadev, it is decided by the learned that the best remedial measure removing all troubles and miseries, dedicate one's activities to the service of the Lord, Personality of Godhead. This purport, Sri Narada Muni personally experienced the most feasible and practical way to open the path of salvation or get relief from all miseries of life is to hear submissively transcendental activities of the Lord from the right and bona fide sources. This is the only remedial process. The entire material existence is full of miseries. Foolish people have manufactured out of their tiny brains many remedial measures for removing the threefold miseries pertaining to the body and mind, pertaining to natural disturbances, and relation with other living beings. The whole world is struggling very hard to exist out of these miseries. But men do not know that without the sanction of the Lord, no plan or remedial measure can actually bring about the desired peace and tranquility. The remedial measure to cure a patient by medical treatment is useless if it is not sanctioned by the Lord. The attempt to cross a river or the ocean by a suitable boat will fail if it is not sanctioned by the Lord and parents. The attempt to protect their children cannot succeed if it is not sanctioned by the Lord. We should know for certain the Lord is the ultimate sanctioning officer, and we must therefore dedicate our attempts to the mercy of the Lord, ultimate success, to get rid of the obstacles, the path of success. The Lord is all-pervading, all-powerful, omniscient and omnipresent. He is the ultimate sanctioning agent of all good or bad effects. We should therefore learn to dedicate our activities unto the mercy of the Lord, accept Him either as impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, Supreme Personality of Godhead. It does not matter what one is. One must dedicate everything in the service of the Lord. If one is a learned scholar, scientist, philosopher, poet, etc., then he should employ his learning to establish his supremacy of the Lord. Try to study the energy of the Lord in every sphere of life. Do not decry Him and try to become like Him. Take His position simply by fragmental accumulation of knowledge. If one is an administrator, statesman, warrior, politician, etc., then one should try to establish the Lord's supremacy in statesmanship. Fight for the cause of the Lord as Sri Arjuna did. In the beginning, Sri Arjuna, the great fighter, declined to fight. But when he was convinced by the Lord that fighting was necessary, Sri Arjuna changed his decision and fought for his cause. Similarly, if one is a businessman, an industrialist, agriculturalist, etc., one should spend his hard-earned money for the cause of the Lord. Think always that the money which is accumulated is the wealth of the Lord. Wealth is considered to be the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. The Lord is Narayan, husband of Lakshmi. Try to engage Lakshmi in the service of Lord Narayan. Be happy. That is the way to realize the Lord in every sphere of life. Best thing is, after all, get relief from all material activities, engage oneself completely in hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. But in the absence of such an opportunity, one should try to engage in the service of the Lord, everything for which one has specific attraction. That is the way of peace and prosperity. That is the remedial measure of all the miseries in the existence. Word Samsuchitam, this stanza is also significant. One should not think for a moment that the realization of Narada was childish imagination only. It is not like that. It is so realized by the expert, erudite scholars. That is the real import of the word verse again. Etat samsuchitam brahmam apatraya chikitsit at Ishvare Bhagavati Karma Brahmani Bhavitam. O Brahman of Vyasadeva, it is decided by the learned the best remedial measure for removing all troubles and miseries, dedicate one's activities to the service of the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, Shri. Om Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prabhupada Srimate Bhaktivedanta Namaste Saraswati Deva Auravani Bhrucha Nirvi Shesha Shinvati Paskat. In this particular purport, Prabhupada points out in the verse, that everyone is trying to get out of material misery. And they're trying different ways to do that, but ultimately no one can get out of material misery unless one actually takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, nasti buddhi yuktasya, na cha yuktasya bhavanaha, one who is not in divine consciousness or Krishna consciousness, have neither controlled mind nor a steady intelligence, without which there is no possibility of peace, how can there be any happiness? The boat on the water is swept away by a strong wind, so even one of the roaming senses, which the mind becomes fixed, carry away, man. Our transcendental intelligence depends upon it being engaged in the Krishna. Otherwise, it is said that Maya is standing right by us. Krishna Bahirmukha Bhoga Vanchetare Ikatasta Maya Hare Japatiya Dare. That Maya is standing, as soon as one turns one's face away from Krishna, and Maya is standing right next to us and laps us down into the material concept of life. As soon as one misidentifies oneself with the body or with the mind, then at once one is subjected to the threefold miseries. As from Brahma down to the insect, from Brahma Loka to the lowest Loka, everyone is subjected to the problems of birth, old age, disease, death, and also to some degree or another, the threefold miseries that Prabhupada mentions in this particular verse. Purport. Therefore, the purpose of life is to get out of the miseries to begin with, and then to actually come to original spiritual identity in relation to Krishna. Because people are suffering miseries, therefore they're taking shelter of so many different things. Lord Maharaj, he mentioned, Prabhupada mentioned Lord Maharaj's verse, Balasya Neho, Charanam Pitaro Nishinha, Artasya Chagadam, Udanvato Majitao Now, Kaptasya Tat Privitir Ihanja Shastas, Bad Vido Tanubritam, Bad Upekshit. Lord Maharaj says that one may have very nice parents. The child may be brought up with very nice parents who try to protect the child. Still, the child may die. One may have a very nice doctor and good medicine. Still, one patient death. One may have a strong boat trying to cross the ocean, but still the boat may die. So if Krishna wills, one will grow up. Childhood, one may be cured by the medicine. one may safely make it across the ocean in a boat. And if Krishna doesn't will that, then in spite of whatever parents one may have, however good the medicine may be, however strong the boat may be, still one may die. And even if one does survive and grows up, even if one is cured, even if one makes it across the ocean in the boat, still one dies anyhow. Therefore, although temporary remedies for our problems may actually be effective, in the long term, no remedy is effective except for taking shelter of Krishna. And in that way, realizing that actually we're not the body, nor are we the mind, nor are we actually in difficulty. Our actual difficulty is we're identifying ourselves with the body and the mind. And one who gets out of that difficulty, he no longer has any difficulty. And in order to get out of that difficulty, Rupa Goswami has said, anasaktasya vishayan vitarha upayumjitaha nirbandha krishna sambandhe yukta vairagya. So yukta vairagya means whatever energies Krishna has supplied us, then we should try to utilize those energies in Krishna's service. So here Prabhupada mentions about the different modes of nature one has acquired. And according to that mode of nature, one may have a certain propensity. Those who are more in goodness will have more of a tendency towards studying and gaining knowledge. Those who are in passion may have more of a tendency to try to arrange things, control things. Those who are in passion, ignorance, have a tendency to accumulate things. And those who are in ignorance, they have a tendency to take shelter of others, render service. The Prabhupada says, whatever our tendency is, whatever modes we've acquired, we should utilize those in the Sankirtan movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That if one is an intellectual, then he should use his intellect for preaching to convince people that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So instead of claiming that one is something special because of whatever accumulated knowledge he has, one should instead try to prove that Krishna is actually something special, that everyone else is, compared to Krishna, not very significant, or they become significant only in relation to Krishna. One has some tendency for management, or ability to inspire others or control others or inspire others to render service, then one should utilize that just like Arjuna did and try to organize the Sankirtan movement for the sake of fighting for Krishna's mission. Beginning Prabhupada says that Arjuna didn't want to fight. He didn't want to disturb anyone. But later on, when he understood the value of it, then he fought for Krishna. So similarly, one may have a tendency to control things, so that control should be utilized to control or to organize the Sankirtan movement. Similarly, if one has a tendency to accumulate resources, then those resources should be used in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the Sankirtan movement. And if one does that, as Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita, or in, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 18:57, Eta sarva karmani maya sanyasya matparaha buddhiyogam upashitya matshita sadatam bhava. Then all activities depend upon me, and work always under my protection. Such devotional service be fully conscious of me. So there Prabhupada outlines the process of remembering Krishna. The first process is that one has to agree that everything here belongs to Krishna. That one should not claim himself to be the master. That one should understand that everyone here is just like a servant of Krishna. The person who's working in a bank, he may count millions of dollars, but he doesn't claim one penny that actually belongs to him. He also gets into difficulty. Similarly, one has to accept the fact that everything here is actually the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore one has to utilize that energy in his service. One wants to at least get free from the illusory conception of misidentifying ourselves with his body and therefore having to face threefold miseries. Then in order to find out what Krishna wants us to do, one has to consult with Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Just like Arjuna, he had Krishna directly to consult on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. But since we don't have Krishna directly to consult, therefore Prabhupada writes, if one consults with Krishna's book, the Bhagavad Gita, as well as Krishna's representative, then one can find out what is actually Krishna wants us to do. So then Prabhupada writes, this word matparha is very important in this verse. One should have no goal in life, save and accept, act in consciousness, just to satisfy Krishna. While acting in such a way, one should think of Krishna only, that I've been appointed to discharge this particular duty by Krishna, and I'm doing it just to please him. And Prabhupada says, then one will naturally think of Krishna, and this is perfect Krishna consciousness. On the other hand, if one does something whimsically, that sort of duty cannot be accepted as Krishna conscious. That order of Krishna comes down through the disciple succession from the bona fide spiritual master. Therefore, the bona fide spiritual master's order should be taken as the prime duty of one's life. One gets the bona fide spiritual master acts according to his instruction, and the success of life in Krishna consciousness is guaranteed. The purpose of life is to become Krishna conscious. The purpose of human life, especially. And the process has been given by Krishna how to do that. And that means to take one's propensities and utilize them in the Sankirtan movement. So by doing so, then one will naturally remember Krishna. And by remembering Krishna, one will gradually become purified. And by becoming purified, one will gain a taste, as it says, Shushusho Shadadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Yanmahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtanish. O best among men, by serving those great souls, great service is done, that by such service one gains affinity during the message of Vasudeva. So as one engages one's energies, one's body, mind, and words in Krishna consciousness, tad buddhiyas tad atmanas tad nishtas tad parayanaha vichatnya puna avritim jnana nirduta kamash. One's faith, refuge, mind, intelligence are all fixed in the Supreme. One becomes fully cleansed of all misgivings through complete knowledge, thus proceeds straight on the path. So by doing that, then one will gradually become Krishna conscious, and in the consciousness of Krishna, one gets the higher taste that everyone is hankering for, as well as one gets transcendental realization of Krishna and at the same time of our own spiritual distance and identity. Therefore, one will exist apart from the threefold miseries that one's material body, one's inhabiting, may be experiencing. But in order to do that, one has to understand what the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his bona fide representatives are. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed that he came specifically to spread Krishna consciousness, not only to relish Krishna consciousness, but also to distribute it to others. Therefore, he says, Yari Deka Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Aga Gruhana Tari Desh. That whoever we meet, we should tell them about Krishna. And we're meeting so many people during the day, not only people on the outside, but even the friends we have or family members. We should think that they're Krishna's eternal servant, and my duty to them, my duty to my spiritual master in Krishna, is to somehow or another help them make progress in consciousness and pure devotional service. So then one should take that message so that throughout the 24 hours a day, one is actually engaged in the preaching mission, either to one's family or to one's friends, or even, if one is fortunate, one can go and preach to people in general by distributing books or prasadam or the holy name or go on programs. Somehow or another, whoever we meet, to tell them about Krishna and try to convince them that they're actually Krishna's servants, that they should engage their energies for their intelligence or their words or their wealth or their life. Somehow or another, they should engage whatever assets Krishna has provided them with to engage in Krishna's service so that one can actually come to the platform of becoming conscious of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna said the same thing in the Bhagavad Gita. Ya idam paramam guyam mad bhaktesh vabhidashati bhakti mayi puram kritva mame vaishatya samshaya achatas man manusheshu aschidme priyakritamaha bhavita na chame tasmad anyak priyataro bhuvi. In this world, one who preaches the message to my devotees, devotional service is guaranteed. At the end, he'll come back to me. In this world, there is no one more dear to me than he, nor will there anyone be more dear. Someone has to take that seriously, and throughout the whole 24 hours a day, whatever we're doing, whether we're a Brahmin preaching message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, an organizer trying to organize the Sankirtan movement, someone who's working at a job trying to collect funds for the Sankirtan movement, or somehow or another anyone who's assisting the Sankirtan movement, they should know that their mission is to teach, convince everyone, whoever they meet, whatever their influence is, just to convince them that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that will make one's life perfect by becoming perfectly Krishna conscious. So, I'm going to stop there and ask if there's any questions.
Okay. Mataji, if anyone has a question, please press 5 and asterisk. Maharaj, I would like if you can clarify that you mentioned that one, when one identifies with the body and mind, that's the actual cause of difficulty. And I thought that was pretty interesting what you were saying. So can you reiterate that?
Well, everyone is taking birth in this real world, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. That, well, first he says, Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana paripasate esham nityubhyuktanam. Actually, Ananyas cheta sadatam yomam smarati nityasa tasyaham subala partha nityasi yogina. One who remembers me without deviation, O son of Pritha, am easy to obtain because of his constant engagement in devotional service. Then he says, mamupetya punarjanma Kaliyam Ashasvatam, Nat Muvanti Mahatmana Sam Siddhim. Mamupetya, Punarjanma. One who obtains to me, he never takes birth again in this temporary material world, because he attains the highest destination. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka, Punarvartana Ujana, Mamupetya Tupunteya Punarjanma Siddhite. The highest planet down to the lowest, they're all places of misery where repeated birth and death take place. So this is a place which is full of misery. Yaya samoita jiva atmakam ropi manyate narata sampatipadyate. So Vyasadeva, when he was meditating upon Krishna, he saw Supreme Lord, and he saw on his back or side, saw Maya, the illusory energy. And he saw the living entities, they're all suffering the threefold miseries because they were completely bewildered and identifying themselves with this temporary material body. So the eternal soul, ourselves, somehow or another, by nature, we're eternal. We're by nature aware of our identity in Krishna. And when we're aware of Krishna, we become blissful. But now, because we're not aware of Krishna, that we're aware of a temporary material body, mind, because our intelligence is covered by illusory energy. Therefore, our consciousness is focused on the temporary material body. Therefore, we experience different types of miseries that the body goes through. So when we stop identifying ourselves with the body and put our consciousness in Krishna, it's all blissful, then simultaneously we become aware, just like it says, Gyanena tutag agyanam, Yesham adityavaj gyanam, Prakashi ti tatparam. When, however, one is enlightened by the knowledge for which Neshan is destroyed, his knowledge reveals everything, just like the sunlight daytime. So when one becomes conscious of Krishna, then one becomes aware of everything in the light of Krishna consciousness. At the same time, since Krishna is all blissful, it also becomes blissful. But if one forgets Krishna, intelligence taken away by the illusory energy, and one identifies himself with some temporary material body, then he has to experience what the body is going through. The body goes through old age, disease, and death. It also goes through threefold misery, caused by the body, mind, caused by other living entities, caused by natural disturbances. Therefore, one has to suffer in the world. That answer the question?
Yes. I had a question about, you know, how do we actually not identify ourselves with the body?
Well, the best way is to identify ourselves with Krishna. Actually, we're not the body. Now we're thinking I'm doing things to serve my senses, either gross or subtle. We think I'm doing it to please Krishna. Then when Krishna, we remember Krishna, we're actually doing it according to, well, there's different levels of seriousness. Rupa Goswami says, gives us the definition of pure devotional service, that anyabhilasita shunyam jnana karmanat avritam anukulyena krishna anu shilanam bhakti uttama, that devotional service should be done under Krishna's direction. So that's called anukulyena. You have to find out what Krishna wants through his representatives. And then it also should be done to please Krishna, anushilanam. Anushilanam means following the directions, and anukulyanam means it should be favorable. Try to please Krishna. And the best service is only to please Krishna, have no other motive, and have no other direction other than those directions given by the previous acharyas. So if one does that, then one won't actually remember Krishna. And when we remember Krishna, then everything in Krishna's presence will be revealed, just like the sun lights up everything in the daytime. As Krishna reveals himself, then illusion goes away. Krishna Surya Sama Mayahaya Andhakar, Yahum Krishna Tama Mayahaya Andhakar. And Maya is like the clouds, and Krishna is like the sun. So when the sun comes up, all the clouds go away. Krishna reveals himself, and everything else is seen, including our spiritual existence as well as our spiritual identity eventually. So in other words, if we follow the process of devotional service seriously by actually finding out what Krishna wants us to do through his representatives, and it's clear, and then we do it just to please Krishna, that service, and Krishna reveals himself to us, everything else is understood. Self-realization. Krishna consciousness.
Okay, thank you, Maharaj. And why do even devotees are subject to material suffering, Maharaj, if they've taken shelter of Krishna?
Well, devotees who have taken shelter of Krishna aren't subjected to the material misery. But when we're aspiring devotees, then we may sometimes get a pinprick. Krishna says, Prajahati yada kaman sarvam parthaman atmani vatmana tushtas dita pragyastit. That Prajahati, one who's given up all mental concoction, desires the sense gratification which arises in mental concoction, and when his mind finds satisfaction in the self alone, he's said to be actual in transcendent consciousness. Then he says, Dukeshu Vamanagminak, Keshu Vigata Spriha, Dita Raga Yapaya Krodha, Dita Dir Muni. One who is not disturbed in spite of the threefold miseries, not elated when there is happiness, is free from attachment, fear, and anger, is known as the sagest. Well, because, and then Prabhupada writes in the purport that an advanced devotee, even when he's suffering the threefold miseries, he knows that he's only getting a pinprick, but actually deserves much more. On the other hand, when he's enlivened by the process of devotional service, he knows that Krishna has made very nice arrangements for him. therefore he's doing these activities with more determination to Krishna. But in any case, whether he's suffering so-called miseries or he's in a very nice material position, he's fully determined to utilize whatever assets he has in service. So that's called tolerance. So in the beginning, we may have to tolerate because we're not on the transcendental platform. Therefore, to encourage us to come to the platform, spiritual platform, give up our material attachments, sometimes material nature will chastise us, put us in situations where we have to rely more upon Krishna. That way, make spiritual advancement. Or as it says, tattenu kampam sunjane vatma kritam vipakam yaj vidbhakta luvirya siddhan manaste vivetas dan bhukti sades bhakti. So one who's tattenu kampam, who's actually trying to get Krishna's compassion and mercy, su sa miksha. So su means nicely, miksha means to see, ana with the mind. So one whose mind and intelligence is actually properly utilized, susamikshamano, punjana evatmikam vipakam. He knows if he's suffering, the misery is material existence, it's only due to his past, his own personal activities. But with his heart, body, his mind, he's utilizing it, Krishna's service, and then Viveta San Mukti Sadai De Sadaya Bhat. So therefore Krishna will actually give mercy in such a devotee. He means tolerant and engaged in his service. He doesn't become deviated by personal interests or personal individual experience of the material miseries and simply stop Krishna's service simply to solve his problems without taking shelter of Krishna. But one remains steadfast, rely upon Krishna, and at the same time performing Krishna's service, then the result is that Krishna will become compassionate for such a devotee, give his actual mercy, that one will actually become worthy, become.
Thank you, Maharaj. No, are you there, Maharaj?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, very good. Okay, Hare Krishna Prabhu, Mataji. Does anyone have a comment or a question? Otherwise, we'll wrap up. Okay. So, thank you very much, Maharaj, for the class. And there aren't any questions, so I'll unmute the conference. And those devotees who wish to express their thanks can do so. Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for your.
Thank you all.
Thank you,
Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.